Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Spreading protests.
Jewish youth petrified to go onto campus.
Key Trump trial witness.
David Pecker is seen as a crucial figure by prosecutors.
Approving foreign aid.
The U.S. Senate is expected to make very short work of it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Demonstrations have taken shape on more college campuses from coast to coast over the war in Gaza. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
A chaotic scene at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California as police and riot gear clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters. And at New York University last night, the NYPD broke up a pro-Palestinian encampment. Free Palestine! The demonstrations have spread to campuses across the country, with pro-Palestinian supporters angry over Israel's war in Gaza, and many Jewish students expressing fear after incidents of anti-Semitism. Like near Columbia University, where some demonstrators chanted anti-Semitic slogans. But many of the pro-Palestinian demonstrators camped out at Columbia insist they reject anti-Semitism and demand the school divest from companies funding Israel.
Many of the people you see here today are Jewish. Anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are two very different things.
More testimony today at former President Trump's criminal trial from a man in the tabloid world who paid for negative stories about Trump but never published them. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the trial.
We expect to hear from David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who appeared in court on Monday as the first witness called by the prosecution. Pecker is seen as a crucial figure by prosecutors, someone who was part of the original conversation in 2015 where these so-called catch-and-kill operations to help Trump's campaign were hatched by Michael Cohen and David Pecker and Donald Trump, at least in the eyes of the prosecution.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says the prosecution is expected to ask that Trump be held in contempt over posts they say are in violation of a gag order.
The prosecution is going to ask for a money for every violation. So if they once were asking for $3,000 by today, we'll see how much money they're asking. Paying a fine is simple. If he gets an evidentiary sanction, you can't do this, you can't learn this about the case, that's different.
The final chapter in the months-long struggle to pass foreign aid legislation is expected to play out today. CBS's Scott McFarlane is in Washington.
The U.S. Senate is expected to make very quick work, likely within about 24 hours, of approving what the U.S. House approved in a bipartisan fashion over the weekend. More than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine that the administration has been asking for since last year, plus tens of billions of dollars for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region, and a plan to require TikTok to be sold or divested from its China-based owner or face a ban in the U.S.
Now to the Middle East. CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on Israel's planned ground assault in Rafah, a city that's been the focus of attention in southern Gaza.
Explosions in Rafah hitting the tents of displaced Palestinians pressed up along the border with Egypt. Some of them had only just got there. Nobody in the world has had to run from death, said Abu Imad, only to find death chasing them again. Under pressure at home over U.S. policy on the war, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they are investigating allegations of human rights abuses by Israel in Gaza.
Do we have a double standard? The answer is no.
In Israel, a somber Passover holiday has begun. Relatives of hostages still in captivity burnt a symbolic Passover table outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing him of failing their loved ones.
As we hear this morning from CBS's Vicky Barker, it's already shaping up to be a record year for EV sales.
In the first quarter of 2024, there were more sales of electric and plug-in hybrids globally than in the whole of 2020. And the Paris-based International Energy Agency predicts 17 million will be sold this year, up more than 20% over 2023.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Still a lot of unanswered questions after police in Oklahoma City found five people, including at least two children, dead inside a home. Police Sergeant Gary Knight.
This wasn't a gas type of situation or a fentanyl type of situation. These are five people who were killed. We're talking about children being inside this home and being victims of this also.
An Arizona judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a 75-year-old rancher who was accused of fatally shooting a Mexican man on his property near the border. The charge was second-degree murder. The jury could not reach a consensus. The DA could push for a retrial. There's a proposed gun law in Tennessee that has people on both sides of the issue fired up and speaking out. CBS's Mark Strassman reports from Nashville on a controversial plan to arm teachers.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tennessee high schoolers again skipped school to protest, taking aim at a proposed gun law that they say takes aim at them. It would allow teachers to carry guns in the classroom.
The future of our state is at stake.
They have the voices, but they don't have the votes. Earlier this month, Tennessee State Senate approved a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry concealed handguns. To supporters, it's a deterrent.
We are not trying to shoot a student, but protect a student from an active shooter.
But opponents say not this law.
We're putting a job on the teacher that they should never have.
The city of Baltimore is suing the owners and managers of the Dolly, the cargo ship that plowed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. The suit claims negligence, alleging the ship left port with known power issues. Zeke Cohen is a city councilman.
This is about Baltimore uniting together, standing strong amidst this tragedy, and making sure that people are held accountable that played a role in it.
Six people died in the bridge collapse. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case filed by Starbucks against the National Labor Relations Board. It all stems from Starbucks' firing of seven workers who were trying to unionize their store in Memphis.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
A superstar's plunge into country doesn't end with a groundbreaking album.
We clapping. Beyonce is getting ready to drop Call Me Country, a documentary on the history of black artists in country music. It'll also highlight Bey's impact on the genre since releasing Cowboy Carter.
Jolene, Jolene.
And it'll feature a lot of famous faces, including Aaron Vance, the brothers Osborne, and Rhiannon Giddens, who also played the banjo on Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas.
Beyoncé is the first black woman to reach the top of the country Billboard charts. Her documentary debuts on Max this Friday. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
NASA's Voyager 1 probe, the most distant man-made object in the universe, is now returning usable information for the first time in months. Teams at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab discovered that a single malfunctioning chip was to blame and devised a coding fix that worked in the craft's 46-year-old computer system. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.